Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So if you're going to have soft drinks, mm-hmm. like essentially anything other than water, and I don't even know, maybe water is included with the cup, but they used to do the free waters because I'm sure you could get sued if somebody walks up to you on a hot day and says they need a water and you say no. But I remember at King's Dominion specifically, you just walk up, ask for water, they'd hand you the paper cup of water. But as of last summer, the giant, big orange and yellow, like looks like if you could wear them at night and no one would hit you by a car, like really bright colors. And they're these like see-through cups and they've got a handle. But they're $22, and then you go fill them up all day long as you see fit at these vending places all over the park. Is that better or worse? I mean, I guess the unlimited nature of it is good. God, that's just a lot of money to pay for soda,
yep.
you know, or just to drink something.
Yeah, lose money, I'll tell you that.
Well, good point.
Yeah.
But I guess if you're going to have two of them, you know, mate, two and a half and you're there. It's just a matter of what's your plan for the day.
Well, I remember talking to somebody for a project in college. Now we're way off the beaten path here, where they were explaining to me, they were like a marketing and money person, and they'd worked with a bunch of fast food chains and other spots like that. The one thing that places can make money on is soda. A big old cup of soda, just at that point, this is 20-some years ago, one old big cup of soda would cost the establishment probably a total of 30 cents. This was back then. So when you pay $1.75, that's the best margin in the house. They don't care if you get two or three, they're still winning by so far, right? So if you charge $22 for a cup, I guarantee you that's where they're winning. They're probably not winning on a ticket, they're probably not winning on the teddy bear that you might win for knocking down or winning at Papa Shot or one of the carnival games. They're not winning on the pizza, they're winning on those beverages. And that upfront charge, you can't possibly make a big enough dent. You'd have to drink 100 sodas to almost break even, is my guess.
What was your one-seed ride at King's Dominion growing up?
My favorite was the Grizzly. That was
wooden
my favorite.
Wooden coaster, rickety as heck.
Yeah.
Bounced you all over the place. The Grizzly would hurt your teeth, I think.
You'd rattle a little bit.
If you're one of those like older people, your back and everything gets jarred.
The reason
as a kid, I loved it, yeah, but I would hate it now.
I probably couldn't even get into it. The reason I loved it the most was we'd get there for the park's opening, obviously, it's not amateur hour, and everybody would funnel towards stuff that was closer. That was towards the back of the park. So we would sprint there and just ride the Grizzly 15 times before anybody else, you know, had the even wherewithal to cross like the midway point of the park. So we basically had the run of the place for the morning, and you'd get all your Grizzly rides in and you'd be good. Fondest memories of starting my day at the Grizzly.
For me, that was Hurler. We would do kind of a similar thing in Wayne's World,
mm-hmm.
where you would go all the way to the back of the park there, past the Stan Mikita sign and all that. You get to the Hurler, and we would rip off 7-8 before anybody knew what had hit them. We once rode 17 consecutive times on the Hurler.
On the Hurler.
And I remember just feeling like I was going to keel over, me and my buddy Ben. But that was probably our highlight. But my favorite ride was always the volcano, and it was front row volcano. You shot up out probably at like 50 miles an hour or whatever, top of the volcano. Now you couldn't pay me enough to do that ride. You're hanging. Your feet are dangling. You're going up in the air and flipping over. No, thank you. I mean, it just sounds jarring and awful and terrible on my body. But as a teenager, that's why you went to King's Dominion, was to wait in the longest possible line so you could sit in the very front, nobody in front of you impeding your view, and you could shoot out of the mountain on volcano. I really liked Rebel Yell backwards, too. Because there, at that time in my life, I didn't know there was a single other coaster. There can't be. You could go backwards and do just the
that was a huge deal.
Reverse. It was a smashola.
Because I remember the time before it could go backwards. It's just a Ford roller coaster. Good roller coaster. Perfectly fine.
See, that was before my time.
And then when they said, now, you're going to do it backwards also? Okay. Amazing. What an innovation. Whoever thought of that, he did like one of those things where he pushed the envelope. At first, they probably said, no, you can't do that. But he said, but why? Why can't we do that? And then they did it, Grant.
Here's a wacky story that you've never heard about me. It's very rare that that's the case.
All right.
There was this guy named Tony who was a singer and a performer on stage at King's Dominion. You remember all the shows they would have?
Yeah.
Like really over-the-top dancey shows.
The
you know what
Jabberjaw's
I'm talking about?
Saltwater Circus, things like that back in my day?
It's just a bunch of like dance shows, you know, like any kind of, you know, Paramount production kind of stuff. Well, for some reason, I don't know why, but a young version of your boy was super into dancing along with the shows. That was a thing I did. You believe this?
Okay.
So I would stand in front of the stage, and I would, like, mimic the dance moves. I was a, you know, toddler, maybe
a little fella. Yeah, you're a little guy.
But this guy, Tony, took a liking to me. And I'm a, you know, 6-7-year-old kid. He's a muscular, muscle-bound, like a 35-year-old African-American guy. And he was just, like, blown away that I would just, like, keep up with him and do all these dance moves. This is a true story now. Do you realize, different time, that Tony one day, and he was, like, hanging out at King's Dominion with me and my mom and my dad and my brothers and whatever, just riding the rides. And, like, me and Tony were just going on rides together. And my parents were like, all right, meet us here in 10 minutes. This guy we didn't know that was just a dancer at King's Dominion.
What a different time that was.
Like, what a weird – when I look back at that, I'm like – What in the hell were you guys thinking? Like me letting Truman just go with some guy named Tony who's a dancer at King's Dominion? But it was just a different world.
Where's Truman? You mean right now? You'll never guess. He's with Tony.
Who's Tony?
Exactly.
The guy that we met last week when he was teaching Truman how to dance on stage at King's Dominion. I mean, that's a tough story.
What are DP and Janine doing right there? What's going on?
I mean, the judgment.
What kind of decisions are being made at this point?
I don't know. Now, it all worked out. Tony was my guy. You know, we just, you know, spent an afternoon riding rides together. But, yeah, I mean, it was – that's a time that happened, bro.
Man.
Me and Tony.
Different world. And not the spinoff of the Cosby Show either. I'm talking about a different world.
Yeah, dude. Very different.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.